New Hampshire resident Doris Granny D. Haddock was among those at a state capitol rally who spoke in favor of the plan drafted by Madison Assemblyman Mark Pocant. Haddock drew national attention when she walked across the country at age 89 in support of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill. Yesterday, on her 96th birthday, Haddock told a crowd that they need to stand up and be prepared to get in trouble if they want to take the influence of money out of government. She said the worst thing they could do would be complain from the sidelines.
This tends to only lower public expectations of government, and that lowered expectation plays into the hands of the corrupt. If you are reformers, get the job done or go home.
Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann told the crowd that the Capitol is on fire with corruption. His office led the investigation against former Senate Majority Leader Chuck Kawala, who has now been sentenced to jail for using state resources to do campaign work. McCann says you'd have to be dumber than a shovel to think that campaign contributions don't influence what goes on at the Capitol.
That invites us to suspend what we've learned from life's experience. A lifetime experience is when you take large money from people, you're influenced by it.
But while McCann and others agree about the problem, there's not a unified front on how to fix it. McCann likes the idea of full public financing of campaigns, but says it's unrealistic. That's why he supports a scaled-back public financing plan instead of the bill that's in committee this week. But the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, which helped organize yesterday's rally, says a plan without the funding or the teeth to be effective will do more harm than good at the Capitol. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.